everybody. Welcome to Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc. with Meredith Locker. Boy, it's been a very interesting couple of episodes. I haven't seen any of them yet because we've just recorded them. They haven't been put on the website yet. Taylor hasn't done his magic where he edits all together. And so, gosh, I've had a couple of episodes off, but I've actually just been in the other room doing some work. Hey, how's it going, Meredith?
It's going so good. That was just so much fun working with Maureen, just one of my favorite people in the world, and I really appreciate that she came on and did this.
Cool. Hey, for you guys that might be coming here for the very first time, if you're watching this video anywhere except calbanyan.com, that's CalBanyan.com, go there now because we've got supporting text and resources and links and stuff like that right down there, and you're going to want to check it out. Also, if you're here for the first time, let me tell you a little bit about Meredith, my co-host, who's been working with me now for, I don't know, a dozen or more episodes. She is a one percenter. What do I mean by one percenter? That means one of the best in the profession. She's not a hobbyist. Before she came into the profession of hypnosis, she was a psychotherapist. She has a master's degree in psychology, and I've supervised her work here at our center before she went out on her own, and I can tell you she has excellent work. And so if I was in the LA area and I was thinking about getting hypnosis sessions, she'd be one of the first people I would consider. So that's what I think you, Meredith. Aren't you surprised?
I love hearing that stuff from you, Cal, because this is what I think about you. I found Cal, I swear, from divine intervention. Cal is the master trainer anywhere, and I am always, every single session, grateful that I found Cal, I found his process, that I went to his school as opposed to going to some other school, because Cal teaches a process that works. And I have the tools, I've always had the tools ever since going to school with Cal to help people resolve their issues. And so I am thankful for you every day. What do you think about that, Cal?
I'm so grateful. Hey, you guys, if you want to know more about Meredith, go to, I've got it right down here, yourpathhypnosis.com. And of course, my websites are hypnosiscenter.com and hypnosis.org. And make sure you join our community of professional hypnotists. It's a social networking, professional networking community called Our Hypnose Space. Good. So thank you very much for that introduction. Meredith, what do you got for me today?
Well, actually, Cal, I'm not even done. I don't think that people actually know what all you have done. Cal Banyan developed the five-path process, the system of hypnosis and hypnotherapy that he teaches. He is also the one that brought us seventh path self-hypnosis, which is another tool that those of us lucky enough to train with you are able to bring into each of our sessions or are able to teach to groups, which is really a fabulous way to touch lots and lots and lots of people's lives and to bring in extra income. He's the author of several books, manuals used in the profession as well. And if you're looking for sessions or training, and you definitely want to contact the Banyan Hypnosis Center in Orange County, California, so that you can find out more about Cal, you can work with Cal, you can get trained by Cal. He's the one that trains the one percenters. So that's what I think about you, Cal.
Wow. That's great. Thank you so much. And I've got one heck of a general manager, don't I?
Indeed you do. Maureen, she's just, I told everybody, she's the brains behind you. Sorry, Cal.
That's right. I tell everybody that too. I say, jokingly, I say she's the brains and I'm just the pretty face up front. The joke is that I'm the pretty face, but serious that, I mean, she's run a business of 2,500 employees, general manager. She's really got it going on. So I hope everybody enjoys the two podcasts that you just did with her. I think it's going to be a lot of information. We're going to get a lot of good feedback about it.
Yeah, she's a classy lady and the exquisite professional. I just love learning from her.
Beautiful. All right, can we get started now? That's enough of this Mutual Admiration Society.
Yes, yes, yes. So we are once again live streaming, and so we have some questions that have been submitted live, and then of course we have other questions that have been submitted through the Ask Cal group on our hypnospace.com. If you're not a member, please do join. And definitely post your questions and comments there, because that is one of the first places that I go when I go to pull questions for the show. And we do, though, because we're doing this live streaming, we are giving these people who are tuning in live to the chat room through our hypnospace first priority with their questions. And so I'm going to go ahead and get started with some of those, Cal.
Cool. Let me make one quick announcement. And that is, if you haven't heard so yet, Jerry Kine is not going to the National Guild of Hypnotists convention this year because he's not feeling well. You know, he's had some heart problems in the past. He's going to be okay, I think. And but you can always see him. He's got a Facebook page. You can say hello to him there. And, of course, he's got the omnihypnosis.com website, but I don't think he has any contact information there, like for an email or something. So just go to his Facebook page and say hi and wish him some wellness.
Beautiful. Much wellness, yes. And actually, talking about wellness, maybe even more specifically, abundance, Cynthia wants to know how 5-Path and the 5-Path process can be useful in regards to the law of attraction. She says, in other words, how can it help clients in manifesting what they want by removing subconscious blocks? She says, I've been regressing on the feeling that has everything to do with why you are not reaching your goals or something similar, and says that I have been amazed at the positive outcome my clients are having when they go through this process.
Well, you know, I did an entire podcast video on this sometime back, maybe like a year ago. So this is one of those things. I'll post a link to that right down below the video on calbanion.com, and you can get the bigger picture on this. But yeah, you know, you watch movies like The Secret and other things, and they'll tell you, you know, just take so many minutes a day and sit down and imagine you're in the house you want or the car you want or with the husband or wife that you want, and just be there as if it's really happening, and that's good. But let me tell you what, you do that for 10 minutes, what about the other 23 hours and 50 minutes during the day where you're feeling terrible or you've got this lack of self-confidence inside? So 5-Path is a great system for going in and using 5-Path. Well, one of the things that makes 5-Path so powerful is that it is a systematic approach that uses some of the most powerful insight-oriented techniques. And I want to turn this into a big 20-minute-long 5-Path infomercial. But what we do is, with the age regression and the forgiveness therapy, we'll neutralize the negative feelings that we're holding inside. And if you're sending out this negativity, I'm not good enough, I'm not lovable, you know, these kinds of things, feelings, thoughts inside you 24/7, then that it's going to overwhelm that 10 or 15 minutes of positive thinking you do every day, of having that vision board and that kind of thing. So just, we can do some wonderful stuff getting rid of all that stinking thinking and those negative kind of vibes that are inside. And 5-Path, you know, you're just going to do phase one, preparation, testing, and convincing. Make sure we're getting them in a proper level of hypnosis for doing the work. We're going to do age regression to cause, neutralize those negative feelings, do some age progression work, which will allow people to have that mental expectancy of success in the future. And of course, we're going to do the phase three, which is the forgiveness of others, and phase four, which is forgiveness of self. And then if there's any secondary gain issues, we're going to get into phase five, neutralize those. And then when you do any kind of self-help, self-improvement program, it's going to work 1,000 times better because we've emptied the cup of all the negativity. Is that kind of what you think she's getting at? Cynthia, was that what you wanted?
Yeah, I think that is. And I find that the 5-Path process, it just naturally resolves and gets rid of those excess emotions that tend to bring our vibration down. We are vibrational beings. And when you have excess fear and excess anger and excess sadness and all of these feelings, it tends to bring our vibration down, and we tend to attract like things. And so we tend to attract things that are similar to the vibration that we're putting out there. And so once we've resolved those different emotions, experience, then we naturally bring people up to a higher level vibrationally, and they're going to naturally start attracting more. Now, they can certainly do some of the visualization to get specific, but naturally better things are going to start coming into their life because of the vibration being raised. And then to take it to the next level, when you teach the seventh path to people and they're using the seventh path self-hypnosis at home on their own, that is additionally going to be bringing up their vibration. And I find that people just start noticing that all kinds of good things start happening for them, that they may think a thought about something that they want, and next thing you know, someone shows up and mentions something about that and has ideas about that. Have you had that experience with Seventh Path, Cal?
Well, yes. In fact, you know, most of the, you know, I've come a long way. If you knew me back in the day, you know, people, I'd walk in and people would get scared and leave. I mean, such a negative, you know, angry, mean, hard kind of person that I once was. And, you know, I've never had Five Path done on me. I've done the work with Seven Path. And by the way, you guys, you've heard it. If you've been watching, I've got a Seven Path teacher certification course coming up at the NJH pre-convention time, the Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday before the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention. So, you know, you got to be there because then you can help other people in this way and you'll be certified. And oh, let me just quickly say hi to everyone on our Hypnospace that is texting us right now in the chat room. Make sure you, if you have a question right now about anything, not just Five Path or Seven Path, anything about hypnosis or the profession, text it in and we'll try to squeeze it in this episode or the next. Okay, back to you, Meredith.
Wonderful. Well, I think we covered that question. We've got one more question from one of our live chat members. You ready, Cal?
Yes, please. Do
Wonderful.
It to me.
Rob wants to know. He's interested in finding out some supportive information about moving straight into phase two when you're working with a client. And he's getting specific here. When working with a client who has anxiety or irrational fear, he's saying if they're coming in with something like that and you feel that a direct suggestion session is probably not going to help them a whole lot, would you decide to go straight into age regression? And if you do, what are some things to consider with this approach? You know, for instance, how do you go into an age regression on the first session without losing the benefit of a good first phase, you know, which tends to prep them to be that ideal, competent, somnambulistic client?
Hi, Rob. Thanks for joining us. And Rob's a five-pather, so we've got another five-path question. But really, it applies to anyone that's doing age regression work. And I'm going to surprise everybody. Meredith, I'm handing this back to you because I know you've got the answer.
Yes. Well, you know, I feel that whenever I have enough time to do a successful age regression session, I will move straight into age regression during the first session. I don't see the need to do direct suggestion, and I feel that age regression, in fact, I know that age regression is much more successful in creating a long-lasting change. It's much more powerful, and that once I've done successful age regression work, they're going to be much more suggestible, and so I can do some direct suggestion work at the end of session to wrap up, and that direct suggestion is going to be much more easily accepted into the subconscious mind. So I definitely do this on a regular basis. I don't feel that there is any reason that I would lose any benefit. Now, as far as, you know, it sounds like you're suggesting that maybe you would skip over some of the things like the covert testing. Now, I never skip over the covert testing, so I'm always going to, you know, I always use the Elman Banyan Long induction for my first session, and built into that is the losing the numbers, which is a covert test for somnambulism, and so I am going to always do that as a function of my first session, and then once I've gotten through that and I've done some convincers, then I am going to go ahead, if I have time, move right into age regression work and then wrap that session up with some direct suggestion. And I find that that's a very powerful first session. I find that it creates that long-lasting change that I want, and it instills lots of confidence in the client both right then and there because they see the power of the work that I do. And then they're going to go home, and the time between that first session and the second session, they're going to have much more ability to, you know, overcome whatever the issue is that they want to overcome. They're going to feel less urges to do whatever it was that they were doing, or they're going to feel much less fear. So did you want to add anything to that, Cal?
I think that was perfect. That's right. You know, I don't want to there's some very good direct suggestion hypnotists out there, and it has its value. It's helped a lot of people. But generally speaking, direct suggestion hypnosis alone is not going to be as long-lasting as something that is an insight-type work like age regression. And so once you've done the preparation testing and convincing, you know that the proper level of hypnosis, boom, go right into it and start regressing on the problematic feeling, sensation, cognition, whatever it is. Boom, start going back and find that ISC and neutralize it. And then, just like Meredith said, you're going to wrap up each session with a segue to direct suggestion, and it's just going to be way more powerful. So if you've got a client that will, you know, allow you to have the time to do that, then that's the way to go. Rob, good question.
And he has another one. He wants to know, where in the order of things would you put the suggestion for post-hypnotic reinduction into hypnosis? After ILOC and before affect bridge?
Perfect. Yeah, well, this is the best time to do that is when you've convinced them that they're hypnotized. And so first you do a covert test. And a covert test is a test that they don't know that they're getting. And then once they've passed that for a deep level of hypnosis, then you're going to do a overt test, which is one that they know that they're going to be, that they're being tested, like eye lock or arm catalepsy. And then as soon as that's done, now they know that they're hypnotized. And that's the very best time to say, next time I do hypnosis with you or you do hypnosis with anyone you trust, you're going to find that you go in more deeply, more profoundly than the time before. It's the nature of human beings to do better with practice. As a matter of fact, all I have to do is drop your hand, say the word sleep, and you'll instantly go back to this level of hypnosis or deeper. If that's okay with you, nod your head, yes. Yes. And so there we've got a kind of a contract. If you want to do like an instant induction, like the 8-word induction, boom, right back into hypnosis. So there you go, Rob.
Beautiful. Yeah, perfect. So we've got some more questions, but we're running short on time. So what do you think, Cal? You want to do one more?
Oh, let's pick one by anyone but Rob, because he's had his turn.
Yes, I do have one from anyone but Rob. I have one from Peretz, our special friend who sends us lots and lots of questions. And he wants to know, he says, a friend of mine suffered a stroke last week, causing impairment of speech, paralysis of his right hand and foot. Would it be appropriate to do age regression to the time before the stroke and then age progression using visualization of healthy functioning hand and foot movement to speed up and increase the healing process?
Okay, this is a really good question about age regression. And so there has been research that shows that the mind is able to recuperate from stroke better than thought in the past. And so continuing to try to make those movements is, you know, whatever the lost functionality is a good thing. Now, the age regression to just before the stroke, I don't think would be useful at all. And you know me, I'm a big age regression guy. But if you know, they had an aneurysm or some kind of, you know, infarct in the brain, you know, the blood vessel, a small blood vessel goes, something like this, then it's just not appropriate to do age regression to that, because you're not undoing an erroneous thought. You're not undoing an emotion, which is really where age regression really is useful. So with this individual, what I would do, unless they have a limiting belief, if they have a limiting belief, like in their mind that they're thinking, okay, you know, something like I'm not able to get well, or I don't deserve to get well, these kinds of things, or if they're overly depressed, and you know, anyone would be depressed about this, but if the depression is getting in their way, I would regress on those thoughts, regress on those emotions, undo those emotions so that they could be in a state of hopefulness. Because everybody does better at getting well in any situation, mental illness, physical illness, anything if they're in a hopeful state as opposed to a depressed state. So we want to get them, we don't regress on the seizure, but if there is a negative emotion associated with the seizure that's making them think they can't get well or they don't want to try to get well, then you can regress on that, neutralize it. And then some of the most powerful stuff you're going to be able to do with this individual is age progression work, where they go into their probable future and experience the gradual improvement. For example, if an arm was paralyzed, they'd go into a probable future where they begin to move a finger and so on, and experiencing ongoing improved mobility or function that was lost. And that's what I would recommend. But you're not going to undo a seizure or a paralysis by age regression if, you know, it had a physical cause. And Peretz, thanks for your questions all the way from Israel, I believe. It's wonderful.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Peretz. And that's about it, Cal. It's time to wrap it up.
All right, take it away.
All right, this is Meredith Locker signing off. Thank you all for joining. Those of you who are tuning in at calbanion.com, those of you who are tuning in live through our hypnospace, thank you all for tuning in. Please do continue to send in your questions, your comments, your feedback. If you don't post them on the Ask Cal group on ourhypnospace.com, you can email them directly. My email is meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Goodbye, everybody. Let me tell you what. I want you to visit my websites, calbanion.com, hypnosiscenter.com, ourhypnospace.com, hypnosis.org, and they're all probably all flashing at the bottom of the screen right here. And we'll see you next week. Keep sending in your questions, letting us know what kind of things you want to know about hypnosis. We're glad to help you out. And remember my secret project. I'm still helping hypnotists and everybody else lose weight, get healthier, and make more money. As a matter of fact, you know, I got so much energy. Last weekend, I did a 40-mile bike ride with my friend Memo. It was so cool. That's it. Cal Banion, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banion and Cal Banion's Banion Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.